Just 10 years ago, native English speakers were second only to Chinese speakers in number. But British language scholar David Gradall says English will probably drop in dominance by the middle of this century, to rank, after Chinese, about equally with Arabic, Hindi, and Urdu, a South Asian tongue closely related to Hindi. He points out that the decline will not be in total numbers of English speakers, but in relative terms.
The number of people speaking English as a first language continues to rise, but it isn't rising nearly as fast as the numbers of many other languages around the world, simply because the main population growth has been in largely the lesser developed countries where languages other than English have been spoken.
In a recent article in the journal Science, Mr. Gradall noted that three languages not now near the top of the list of the most widely spoken might be there soon. These are Bengali, Tamil, and Malay, spoken in South and Southeast Asia. But another expert on the English language says Mr. Gradall underestimates the future of its dominance. David Crystal of the University of Wales, the author of the Cambridge Encyclopedia of the English Language, says about 1.5 billion of the world's 6 billion people speak it as a second tongue, compared to the 400 million native speakers.
Nobody quite knows what's going to happen, because no language has ever been in this position before. But all the evidence suggests that the English language snowball is rolling down a hill and is getting faster and faster and faster and accreting new foreign language users, unlike any other language has ever done before. I don't myself see that process stopping in the immediate future. David Gradall, I know, thinks that even that momentum is going to die in the not-too-far-distant future. But personally, I think there's no sign of this.
David Gradall does not dispute English's expansion as a second language, but his sense of proportion differs. While Mr. Crystal says more than three times as many people speak it as a second language than as a first, Mr. Gradall says that only recently have the second language speakers surpassed the number of native English speakers. Whatever the total, he disagrees with the notion that English's growth as a second tongue means it will become the world language, to the exclusion of all others.
We have actually grown up with the idea of dominance, meaning that a language actually pushes out other languages and takes over the world, as it were. And that's not actually what seems to be happening, precisely because people are learning English as a second language. They're not actually giving up their first languages. They're becoming bilingual or multilingual. So the spread of English around the world is actually creating a greatly increased bilingualism and multilingualism.
Mr. Gradall says this will put people who speak only English at a competitive disadvantage. In the new linguistic world order he foresees, he says most people will switch between languages for routine tasks, and that monolingual English speakers will find it difficult to participate fully in society.
So in India, for example, someone might speak 5, 6, even 7 languages and not think that that's a particularly unusual thing. But there'll be some activities, like going down to the market and buying vegetables, that they might only be able to do in, say, Tamil. And then when they go home, they will talk to their family in another language. But when they go to college, they will use probably English.
Mr. Gradall notes that employers in parts of Asia are already looking beyond English. In the next decade, he says the most important language to learn for job opportunities is likely to be Mandarin Chinese. For Wordmaster, I'm David McAlary on VOA's Coast to Coast.